Welcome to the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast. You know, there's a lot of things to hate about Mondays. So, we figured, why not make someone's Monday something to look forward to? Every Monday on this podcast, we share confidential marketing secrets, innovative strategies, and growth hacks to help catapult you to entrepreneur rockstar status and grow your online business to massive new heights. Now, here's your host, Ronnie Rocksmith.
Hey everyone, Ronnie Rocksmith here with USA Digi and RonnieRocksmith.com and Coin the Rockstar Video Marketer. Welcome to my Monday Marketing Madness Podcast, where in marketing, some days can be great and some days can be absolute madness, right? So how are you today? I'm doing awesome as always, and I hope you are too. The Monday Marketing Madness Podcast is featured every single Monday. Unless, of course, life gets in the way and we're not able to record that week. As it was with the last week, where we just launched a brand new product called White Labelfy, where you get 6 cloud-based apps to sell as your own with white label rights. If that sounds like something you could use, just go to whitelabelfy.com/sales. That's whitelabelfy.com/sales. So if you love the Monday Marketing Madness podcast show and you want a weekly reminder when new episodes go live and you want to stay on top of what's trending in the marketing space with our latest news and marketing product reviews, then you might consider joining the USA Digi newsletter. It's free. Just go ahead to usadigi.com/newsletter and sign up today. That's usadigi.com/newsletter. So today on Monday Marketing Madness episode 13, we're going to be talking about improving your marketing in 2021 with these 5 popular trends. So here are some of the marketing trends we spotted so far in 2021. But the truth is, some of these were also being used in 2020 and as far back as 2019. So it's not that they're all new. But some of you may not have heard of these yet, so I wanted to share those with you. So if you're looking for some new ways to boost sales this year, then be sure to give some of these trends a try. Some of these you may already be using, and if that's the case, then that's great. But if you find one that you're not, you may want to add it to your arsenal for future use. So the first trend is live video. There's no doubt that live video is one of the most popular things on social media right now. In fact, it's been trending for a while now. People enjoy it more because it's more engaging as they can participate and ask questions in real time inside the chat. So more people are spending less time reading content and more time watching videos these days. So doing live videos only makes more sense. Plus, it's a great way to interact with your audience and build relationships to enhance your brand. So don't skip out on live videos, as they can make a real big impact on your business if they're done right. The second trend is called experimental tech. You may have seen or used this trend before without even realizing it. By using virtual reality, a company can enhance a customer's perceived experience of a product by showing them what it would look like to own it before they even get their hands on it. One example that's already been used right now can be found on glassesusa.com. You can download their app for your phone if you are shopping for some eyewear, like prescription glasses or sunglasses. And how it works is you basically use your mobile phone's camera with the app to try on different glasses virtually. This way you can see what they actually would look like on you first before you even decide to order a pair. So giving the customers a virtual try-on gives them the ability to make a quicker buying decision now rather than having to go into a physical store and buying later. This results in more sales and less returns. The third trend is personalization. I've personally seen this trend come out in 2018. Now, there have been many new products that have come out after that offer personalized ads, But one that comes to mind is video software that can actually add the person's first name inside the video, so their name can be visually seen and also spoken as well, all by using AI. I've seen Publishers Clearinghouse using this method before as well. I've also seen this technology on some software that has come out called Video Remix. So this is definitely something you may want to consider using if you want your brand to stand out, get noticed, and be remembered. So the fourth trend is using chatbots. Chatbots such as ManyChat are used on social media such as Facebook to automatically have a conversation with your potential customers. So some chatbots are also used on websites. So as a potential customer lands on the sales page, the chatbot can engage them and answer any frequently asked questions that you may have fed into the software. And some companies even use these chatbots to also relay business hours or special sales that are happening throughout the current week, such as Black Friday sales, flash sales, or special holiday sales. So the fifth trend is called push notifications. So push notifications can help you attract more customers by sending real-time updates and reminders to get your audience to regularly engage with your brand, even if they're not aware of it. I personally use PushEngage for our push notifications. So this works with phones, desktop computers, and even iPads. Push notifications are a fast and efficient way to communicate with your audience. So by utilizing this technology, you can now send a message to potential customers that have signed up with instant notifications about sales, specials, or coupons that they can use right away. This is great as emails sometimes get lost, but everybody checks their phones instantly when a message pops up, right? So through careful planning and focus on your business goals, you can use push notifications to grow and retain your customer base. So one of the great uses of push notifications is the abandoned cart strategy. So if someone forgets an item in their cart in your store, you could create a push notification campaign where users would be alerted if they left the store with an item still in their cart. By using this strategy, you can easily increase your retargeting click-through rates by 2 to 3 times compared to classic mobile ads. So hey guys, if you find value in our recordings, please consider supporting the Monday Marketing Madness podcast. This donation will help to sustain future episodes. And if you're listening to this podcast on another platform besides Anchor.fm, just head over to anchor.fm/RONNIE-ROKK-SMITH. That's anchor.fm/Ronnie-Rock-Smith. You will find a support button next to our logo on the page in between the Listen on Spotify button and the Message button. Whichever option you choose is fine by us. We just appreciate any support we can get. And of course, you can cancel at any time. Also, stay tuned for next Monday's show, where each Monday, you'll learn some new, exciting, actionable content that you can use to put forth in your own business. So that about wraps up this episode. Until the next one, thanks for your time and interest. I'm Ronnie Rock Smith with USA Digi and RonnieRockSmith.com and Coin the Rockstar Video Marketer, coming at you live from the Monday Marketing Madness podcast. And guys, happy marketing.